Good afternoon. I'd like to call a meeting of the Cotuit Board of Fire Commissioners. We have a quorum between Mrs. Naylor and Tom Hadley. Tom Hadley will be chairing this meeting. The minutes of the previous meeting are still in the works, so we'll have those next time. Who's recording today? Mrs. Cates? Thank you. Okay. Is there public comment? Amy?
Good afternoon, I'm Amy Cates. My comment concerns the hiring of the administrative assistant in September. The fire commissioners did not have a meeting in August, September, or October. And at the end of the November meeting, part of the chief's report was the hiring of an administrative assistant. And so my comment centers around the fact of I would like to know what part the fire commissioners played in that process. So at the July meeting, I don't recall that there was any discussion about putting an ad in the paper or that there had been people apply to an ad. I don't recall that there was any discussion about people being interviewed. I don't recall any discussion about the intent to hire an administrative assistant. And at the end of November, after the administrative assistant had been on the books since September, there was an announcement about the hire. So I would like to get some feedback from the fire commissioners as to the role that they played in that process. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amy. Danielle, public comment. Mrs. Gardner.
I just have a couple of questions. My first question was, do you know the name of the attorney that the board decided to use to negotiate the contract for the firefighters?
Ronnie has that information, and I'm not...
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to know if you...
We spoke to the gentleman that's setting the thing up, not the actual people that are doing the mediation and the arbitration. There's a lawyer that's setting this all up.
Okay.
But they can't, between the firemen and us, we're having trouble meeting together.
Okay, so there's no near future. Okay, I guess.
No.
Okay, my second question is, I noticed on the agenda that you're going to be discussing the budget. Are you going to go through line item by line item today, or do you plan on a workshop at some point, or...
Well, everybody got a copy of that line item.
Yep.
So there's no reason at all for us to go through it. If you'd like to go through it, or anybody else that was here would like to go through it, or if there are any questions, perhaps we'd be able to help you answer them.
But, I have two pages of them, so I really didn't want to...
Two pages of questions?
Yes. So we don't have to do it right now. Is there a time for us to meet with somebody, like the chief or the treasurer?
Do
you want me to just ask a couple of them?
Yeah, just...
Okay, hold on, because I can't see. There's not enough light. But my first question is why the telephone part of the budget went up 25% and the telephone lines went up 33% when you compare it to the water department budget going down? Don't we use the same carrier? Was there an increase? Or I was wondering what was going on in that aspect.
I cannot answer that. I'm sorry.
That's what I figured. I don't think... that's why I was wondering where I could get these answers. The other thing is a line item for $14,000 worth of protective equipment was carried over from last year, and I totally understand why we needed to spend that money last year, because we had the new hires, but I don't know what $14,000 worth of protective equipment we might be buying this year. So I had a question about that. The same thing about radios, why we needed to carry over a line item of $4,000, what we were planning on doing about radios. So I just had a couple of different things. I just think there's things that were probably maybe overlooked that could be cleaned up a little bit to be more fiscally responsible. That's my comment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief?
Okay, hello. This is Chief Olson. Let's see if we can get this straight. Here we go. How are we doing, everybody? How's it going in the audience? We're doing well. It's good to see everybody. Thank you, Lieutenant, for being here. Okay, so we have monthly activities. Our monthly activities for the month, of March was a total of 26 EMS calls and 31 fire instances, and they're broken down in our firehouse report that we could furnish you folks. And our ComStar report, I'll give you a copy of this right now, the ComStar report. Our ComStar report is, it looks like we're collected 73.21%. As of February of 2014 to January 2015, that's the latest one that they gave me, was $126,810.25. And again, that money goes in the general fund. It does not go in the fire department. So maybe that's a question we could ask the finance committee. Where is that money going? But here's the report.
Thank you.
Each month, it looks like we're bringing in about $41,000 to $45,000, roughly. It's probably like a $43,000 average each month of rescue calls. And here's the breakdown for each month. Okay, the call, any questions on ComStar at all? The budget, we are in, coming close to an end on our budget. We got 75% of our budget is expended. Out of 75%, it's 77% we've used. So we're a little bit above. We have a couple of line items that are above the 75% mark, in a few in wages and a few in the maintenance telephone. We've never increased the telephone, so other than this coming year. And that's the reason why we're doing that. So maybe that can answer your question there. Yeah. Oh, no, we have 4 or 5 lines in, plus my cell phone, and there's lines that the fire trucks have, too, as well, the ability to communicate through our cloud. And so we have to have those lines as well. Yeah, those are cell phone lines. So we've added quite a bit to our department to compensate for our operations and how we run the department. So, okay, hence the increase. We have asked increases for that budget for quite a long time. It has never been approved. So hopefully this one was approved. I would have to go back in June. June has all the appropriations that we spent. It'd be on... it'll be on Michael Daly's report, actually, that you received the other day. You received it, I think, the other day, Michael Daly's report.
He didn't have the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had the numbers. Okay, yeah. Okay, so the budget, so we're at 77% of our budget expended out of 75% of the time. It actually is 77%, actually, because this was done 4/16, so it's actually 16 days into that month. 16 days into that month. So, So we're looking like we're pretty much on target on that, really close to the mark. Okay, the call fire department, any questions on the budget at all? Okay. The call department, we have 14 call firefighters. We're looking to send out 2 to 3 letters to slim down the call department. We've had a couple of meetings actually with the call department to see if we can get more participation in. The lack of participation on some of the call firefighters, we're just going to have to ask them to resign. So a couple of letters are going to be going out, at least two, maybe 3 letters that are going to go out to these call firefighters. And I just wanted to bring it up to you folks, so if you do hear something, that's what it is. They just haven't participated, and we have a SOP and SOG that states how much they're supposed to participate, and they're not doing so. So we're going to move forward with that. And, okay, that's it for that. New business?
Vacant positions.
The vacant position. We have a vacant position in Kituit Fire Department as of right now. One of our firefighters has retired, so it's an EMT position available. However, the union contract's allowing a paramedic to drop down to an EMT position if they so do incline, and I do have a letter in hand. I spoke to that particular paramedic on 3 occasions, knowing that it's going to drop his pay significantly, and the firefighter paramedic was okay with that. That permission, with the board's permission, to move that person into that spot, we could do that this week, and then that way that will be filled, and we'll have a paramedic position to fill.
We've already had public comment, Amy.
So with that in mind, we're going to have a paramedic position available. We can go a couple of roads here on this hiring process. We already have established a list and that we've almost exhausted. We have one person on that list out of the 6 names that we've had. We've hired 5 of those 6. We did that test a couple of years ago at least. And we have one person on that list. That person is a full-time firefighter, not here on Cape Cod, but off Cape Cod, and had worked for us for many years as a call firefighter. The person is now in the location of Western Mass, I believe. So we can go down the road of hiring off that list to exhaust that list. Or another option is to look at our call department and find out if we have any call firefighters that have the ability to do this, to be a paramedic. We have 2 call firefighters that are in school, paramedicine right now, and one is in the both of them are in clinical. They finished their school already. Their didactics already is done, and they both passed. The next stage is the clinical stage, and they are in about a month and a half into their clinical state. And that will last about another month or so, and then they will be ready to take on the exam. So the other option, we have that one option with the list, and that, you know, that list is a viable list, and we did not exhaust it as of yet. And the second option that the board needs to think about is, you know, possibly hiring from the call department and making an agreement with the person that may be offered, the call firefighter that may be offered the position, to complete it at a certain amount of time frame. Obviously, everybody has a year probation in their position, if you make it in a 6-month, possibly just throwing it out there, 6 months of looking into to see if that person can become a paramedic, then there might be an opportunity for someone on the call department to take that position. I leave it up to the board. I will say we've been trying to work this call department, and the full-time staff has been working with me very, very diligently on trying to keep this call department alive. And as you know, we have 14 call firefighters. Out of those 14, not many show. And we're trying to find a spark in the reason why, you know, things are not happening with these call firefighters. So we're working with the call department. As you folks know, it's always good to have a call department. We know that as a full-time staff as well. You know, and it's, you know, if we go the road of the list, that's okay. If we go the road that we want to make with the call department, that's good too. I leave it up to the board on that choice. You know, it's either way. You know, at least the position will be filled. And both these people have worked quite a bit for our department. So, one particular.
Wow, this is a...
Yeah.
For me personally, it's an uncomfortable position to be in because I really like the paramedic that was with us and then went to another department, and I think that person would do a great job. I also feel that, and I only know one of the people I think is in the medic program now, but I know that they put a lot of time and effort and have a lot of skills. It's a sticky position to be in.
It is, and I agree with you, Commissioner. I give those two options only because I think it would be remiss if I did not. You know, I mean, we have a viable call department. You know, if it's to be utilized, then we need to utilize it. If not, then we already have a hiring list, and you know that. We have one on that hiring list left, so, you know, either way. So.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I can answer that. Cindy, Mrs. Gardner is absolutely right. There is a list that we utilize, and that is not the only means that we can utilize. Not every department, she's referring to this Boswell County Fire Chief's list, the firefighter exam that the fire chiefs give. Not all departments are on this list. Katuit's one of them that is on this list, that we utilize this list. But it's just that, it's a list. We do not have to go by this list. It's not mandatory for us to go by the list. It is an option, though, for us to use, and we do use that. They have to be on the list to be hired. And so they've taken the exam. But if we, as Katuit Fire people, if our call department is to be utilized or not to be utilized, that could be an issue. I mean, that's... I know if I was a call firefighter and you didn't at least give me an option to or the opportunity to be on department full time, why am I on this call department? Yes, it's great training and it's all these other stuff, but why, if you're not going to utilize me, then what good is this list? And what kind of people are we going to attract if we send a message out there that we don't use the call department? That's inappropriate, so... So that's where it is. So they're both, and I will say that both of them, one that's on the county list, and the list that we used, the hiring list, is we went out of our way when we had those two positions that opened up. We went out of our way to make a list, and all of those people were on the county exam list anyway, so it doesn't matter. So it's... But, you know, it's I leave it up to the board because it is a tough decision. You know, and I just, like I said, I think the call department should be utilized more, you know, and this is an opportunity. I believe in the past, prior to me that the department was utilizing the call department and actually hiring from the call department. I know Commissioner Neal, you were here for that. I don't see why we should stop doing that.
Are you asking for a decision right now?
Well, I would like that because every week that goes by, we're putting out money for overtime. So it would be nice to decide so we can move this department forward.
I assume we'd have to have a motion on that.
Yes.
Well, I move that we fill the vacant EMT position with the paramedic that is stepping back to an EMT.
Okay.
Okay. Can I have a second on that?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
Okay, that takes care of that position.
Okay. So now we have a paramedic position now.
Now we have a paramedic's position.
If the board decides that they want to go the route of the call person who's in the medic class, and they, how long do you give them?
Well, in the past, Chief Frazier, I looked in that past. Chief Frazier had done this with, I know at least of one, Dan Keene, I believe he was a paramedic. He was going through paramedic school, and that was an opportunity for him, and I believe he ended up getting it, but ended up going to Sandwich Fire Department. So this has been done in the past, but we would give, to answer your question, we would give at least 6 months. I don't want to give any more than a year because that's probation, and we need that person to be a paramedic. I mean, that's
a year.
You know, 6 months, I would say to, and that would be bringing us up to at least 6 months, bring it back to the board. If this person has not finished his obligation to be a paramedic, then we move and go forward with either extending that or if the board pleasure is to the board's pleasure to go elsewhere. It's up to the board at that point, to move forward. But, it gives an opportunity for somebody, too.
Well, all right. The call man that you would like to put into that position, currently is he an EMT?
Yes.
And then you would provide him with how long before he would?
Approximately six months. As soon as that person can get his medics, because it is a medic position. That's the thing, so. Mm-hmm.
Should they be able to do it in 6 months? I don't know.
Looking at the clinical, after your clinical time, you have that ability. I believe it's ride time. I believe it's ride time, too, as well.
One person has 400
Their ride time. And I think it's a lot shorter their ride time is now, though. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true.
So 6 months is reasonable.
I think it's very reasonable. The person may, if I offer this, if the board does offer this, and I offer this to that person, they may not take it. Who knows? I mean, but it's just an opportunity. I don't know why you wouldn't, but.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I guess my thought process was going really towards the list, and then my heart says, we have a call department, and it's a hard decision to make, and I understand that. I'm with the board on that. It's a very difficult decision on the board's part of this. We do have, two at least that I know of right now. One that's really diligently working towards their medics as a call firefighter, and the other one's already a full-time person. These two people that I'm looking at, they're both fantastic people. So, I just leave it up to the.
If you hired, you've got one that's already a medic, and that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I could start work soon, very soon. The other one would be 6 months.
Well, you could start work right now.
As
as an EMT, and then
you
know, and then work towards that medic. I mean, obviously.
I guess. We should have two.
We should have
two. Yeah, that's better.
We will take two.
Because the two that I'm thinking about would really benefit the department.
Mm.
But I guess, like you, Chief, my head says one thing and my heart says something else. Mm. And I agree that why be on the call department if you don't stand a chance to get a full-time job in Kootenai? Our call department folks that are going to do what they need to do, and I know that most of them are not, are well-trained. They are so highly thought of in our system. They always have been. They can get a job somewhere else. But I think for someone that stuck it out and has hoped for a while for a position, a full-time position, I think I would vote to offer that. But to the call person. But I don't know how do you feel about that?
Well, I think you know more about it than I would because you
really
work there.
They're both good people, the two that I'm thinking of.
Hopefully one of them is the chief's pick.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll make a motion that we do offer that position with caveats that the chief has as to what he has to finish in a timely manner to get his paramedic and he'll be an EMT until that time, and you set the parameters for him, and if he doesn't, we may still keep him as an EMT, but we also have that man waiting in the wings that he would be a good man. He's been here before, so he knows what's going on. So
that's true. That's true.
If I could have a second to that motion.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. That was a tough decision. Thank you, Commissioners. Okay. The last is the fire apparatus. First of all, I hope you folks have gone down and seen our ambulance, and thank you again. I keep on saying that. It's a very nice ambulance. I've gotten lieutenants here, but I've gotten a lot of good feedback from our people saying that it's very comfortable, very nice. The apparatus rides down the road very nice, and our patients are very comfortable in it. So that is very, very good, and thank you again for that. Our fire apparatus, as you know, we're looking on our truck committee, and I know we need to meet next week at least to get going and meeting at different places. I've done some research since then, and I've talked to a couple of mechanics, and I got to tell you, a lot of the mechanics, or at least two of the mechanics, our mechanic that works for Dennis Fire Department, Mobile Apparatus Repair is his company on the side, and the mechanic in COM, David, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on his Scott. Thank you. Yeah, he's a great, great guy too to talk to. They're both leaning towards those Pierce manufacturing trucks. They're really nice trucks, and as a mechanic standpoint, they really like those. However, I know we need to look at least three different. So I really think that we really need to keep it as simple as possible. We don't need this high, huge, big truck. I have the officers are all on board with bringing this new fire apparatus, keeping it to a minimum, but yet to a good standard that it goes down the road safely and that it puts water on the fire. And so with that in mind, we've had officers meetings and talked about these apparatuses. We would like to entertain looking at like Ferrara, which is a very nice truck, Pierce, and a HME, and a Suffolk. Those are the four that I'm looking at right now, and yes.
E1.
Oh, that's right, and E1, the five. That's right, there were five, and emergency one. So we know that Barnstable has an emergency one, brand new one. We can really go and see that and talk to them. And their village is very small as ours, you know, for being the shortest wheelbase. So we can look at that. Falmouth has two Pierce trucks that are very small, short wheelbase because they're in North Falmouth and Woods Hole, and that's like a small village like ours too as well. Woods Hole being really tight, you know, and small. So that's good for the fire apparatus. So we can look at those. Sandwich Fire came in to cover us one night, and their Suthan actually fit in our building. Just barely fit in, but it fit in. And I asked them to put it in just see if it would. And I'm very excited about that particular truck too. It's probably the least expensive out of the other four. And I haven't seen much of the HMEs, which is the old Aaron's Fox, the company. But I'd like to take a look at that, see what they can come with to the table with. But with that in mind, I really would like to ask you, Commissioner Hadley, when would you like to get together so we can go visit these trucks, at least to get this going so we can start putting things on the table? Our trucks are aging quick, so we need to get this rolling.
Oh, I'm good most any day. Being retired, it's pretty easy.
All right, great. All right, I'll reach out to you then, and if I could this week, and give you a call. We can set up a time so that we can go meet these other fire departments. And I will do the same with the officers, and maybe we can collaborate. At least if I can get all the officers, great. If I can't, then I'll get some of them, and then we can go and meet in these trucks. And they can certainly go at any time, you know, so and go look at that. That'd be great. And that's all I have for fire apparatus. And I thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
There being no further business, do you have anything you'd like to say, madam?
No.
You're about done, huh?
I'm done.
This is your last meeting. Well, no,
no,
you've got to be
more
here for the meeting, the annual meeting.
I will be.
Yeah, you still have to be sitting at the table.
I'll be here.
If there's nothing further, I declare the meeting closed at 1:32. Thank you all.